Welcome to the Australian community. My name is James Boland, and I will be hosting a series of podcasts on the challenges of Australians living and working in New York. The topic for today's podcast is a result of a survey submitted by 1,000 Australians. What stood out from the survey were the many additional challenges facing our women members. This podcast is one of a series of interviews where we speak with Australian women who share their collective New York experience. Our first guest is Susan Bennett. Susan is a real estate professional with Sotheby's International. Welcome to our podcast, Susan.
Thanks, James. Good afternoon.
Before we drill down on the topic of today's podcast, perhaps we could take a few minutes to understand a little bit more about your background. Tell us, Susan, where were you born in Australia?
I was born just south of Canberra on a beef and cattle station.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to a boarding school in Mittagong called Frensham.
When did you make the commitment to move to New York?
August 6th, 2001, James, just a few weeks before 9/11.
What was your experience given you'd only been here a few weeks?
It was totally devastating. But that said, I never thought to turn around and go back to Australia.
And before entering real estate, what was your profession in Australia?
I was an osteopath and chiropractor.
So how was it that you changed from healthcare to helping Australians buy and sell homes in New York?
Good question, James. I assumed that I would be able to continue my practice as an osteopath and chiropractor in America. Little did I know that none of my qualifications would be validated here. So my 20 years of experience really didn't mean anything in America, and I wasn't even allowed to work with anyone. I wasn't able to get insurance.
Do you miss not being able to practice in New York?
It is very sad to me that I have qualifications that I'm not using. I try to help people in pain every now and again here in America, and certainly when I go back to Australia, I'm still registered, so people are always saying, hey, my foot, oh, my back, help.
So are you ever approached at a party and someone says, look, I have this pain in my lower back, you know?
Look, it's never been a party trick thing.
So many Australians who come to New York are overwhelmed by the cultural differences. What one thing has struck you as being very different to Australia?
It's really the incredible number of rules and how conscious we have to be of them, because I never lived like that in Australia. Well, I guess I knew the rules, few though they were in Australia, and I had never realized what it was to live in a very intense situation in a very highly populated city like Manhattan. Buildings really have very strict rules, and you have to abide by them.
Professionally speaking, do you see Australians bending the rule when it comes to real estate? And how serious is the problem?
It's very serious. Every building has its own rules, and they're different. Each building is slightly different. For example, subletting. If you lease an apartment here, you are not allowed to sublet it when you go back to Australia for a holiday. It is really against the law, and you really can be severely reprimanded. The neighbors will notice, and they will most likely not appreciate the fact that there's a lot of transient people in their hallway, and they will complain to the city, the building, your landlord. Believe me, they will make it known.
Susan, if you could offer just one piece of advice to our listeners, what would it be?
New York is so incredibly exciting. There's so much variety here. My advice would be to allow yourself to be open to new ideas, to change, and to try to develop new interests that you had never imagined possible, because they are here, and you can really have a great time doing that.
Getting back to the survey, does it surprise you that one of the most common challenges facing women is making American friends?
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all, James. I've been here 13 years now, and I realize I have friends in Australia, very deep friendships, and I have newer friends here. And the language of friendship is actually quite different in both cities. In Australia, we speak to each other in a very familiar Australian way. My friends in New York have a New York way of talking to each other.
So if I understand what you're saying, this language of friendship, which is critical to making friends, is dependent on being aware of the cultural differences between the US and Australia?
Yeah.
Do you ever see yourself moving back to Australia?
Oh, yes, of course. I've got a son that lives in Australia, and I've also got a daughter that lives in New York. So I can see myself living in both places. It doesn't have to be an either-or.
Well, I suppose that speaks to your point about not limiting yourself when it comes to living in New York City.
Exactly.
Susan, you've been a wonderful guest, and thank you for sharing your New York experience with our listeners.
It's been a great pleasure, James. Thank you.
If you would like to learn more about the Australian community, you can visit us on the web at www.theaustraliancommunity.org, like our Facebook page, The Australian Community, or you can follow us on Twitter at AU Community.